It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Rene Montaigne is off today. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Glance at the electoral map and you see the possibility of a big change from 4 years ago. You know the kind of map I'm talking about with the red and blue states. You can see one at NPR.org. Back in 2004, the South was solid red Republican, and so was the interior West. This year in those regions, at least half a dozen states are within range for Democrat Barack Obama. Over the weekend, Obama campaigned in two of those states, Nevada and New Mexico. Then he turned up in Denver, Colorado, where he accepted the Democratic nomination earlier this year. NPR's Don Gagne is following Obama through what was the Republican base.
2 months ago, Senator Obama was here for the Democratic National Convention, and on the final night, his acceptance speech at Mile High Stadium drew more than 80,000 people. Yesterday was no such special occasion, just another day on the stump, but not to the more than 100,000 who showed up on a chilly afternoon under clear blue skies.
Now, let me just ask something. Do you ever have small crowds in Denver?
The Obama campaign sees early voting, now underway in most states, including Colorado, as kind of a secret weapon, harnessing the enthusiasm of these huge crowds and getting their votes in the bank.
How many people have early voted? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. No point in waiting in lines if you don't have to. You know who you're going to vote for. Go to the polls.
Then he adds this as an added incentive to vote early.
But Senator McCain voted with President Bush 90% of the time over the last 8 years. Just the other day, George Bush returned the favor and voted early for John McCain.
The rest of the speech Obama gives is almost entirely about the economy, about the anxiety people have over mortgage foreclosures, declining property values, and about the frightening numbers in the 401k reports they've been getting in the mail. Boiled down, his economic message, and it's basically that a President John McCain would simply be more of President Bush. This is from Fort Collins yesterday in front of 50,000 people.
Keep in mind that for the last 8 years, we've tried it John McCain's way. We've tried it George Bush's way. We actually have an experiment in their economic theories over the last 8 years. They have been tested. They have been found wanting.
If there's anything unusual in the stump speech, it's that with barely a week to go, Obama always winds up with words of warning. An effort to prepare the public for what may be asked of them as the nation climbs back from the crisis at hand.
The change we need is not going to come easy. It's not going to come overnight. I mean, this administration has dug a deep hole for us. We've got a lot of debt, and we've got a lot of problems. And we're all going to need to tighten our belts, and we're all going to need to sacrifice.
In the crowd, 43-year-old Yvonne Purchase says it's about time. She says people other than military families were never asked to sacrifice as the nation went to war in Iraq.
The sacrifice on a personal basis, I think, you know, it's speaking to folks because they are feeling the pinch. And some folks feel like they've sacrificed maybe a little bit more than others. So now it's time, you know.
President Bush carried Colorado handily twice, but for weeks now, polls have put Obama ahead. The campaign warned supporters not to take anything for granted, but 53-year-old Steve Dondale says he thinks the state will go Democratic this year.
This state has been flipping for the last few years anyway, I think. We've gotten a Democratic senator now and a Democratic governor, and both our state house and our state senate have flipped recently, so I think it's just a continuous change that's going on, and the state is getting bluer every year.
In Fort Collins, the vivid fall colors and the cold temperatures were just more signs that time is running short in the campaign. At this point, every rally takes on greater meaning. That's why Obama will be back in Ohio today in the swing state that put President Bush over the top in 2004. Then it's on to Pennsylvania, 4 elections in a row, a blue state, and the last big Democratic prize that McCain hopes to take away. Don Gagne, NPR News.